Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Halfway through the week. Chad, we're doing okay.
Yeah, we're doing all right. I'm still waking up in the morning.
Yeah, me too. Although, you know what? I'm laughing out loud up here because, okay, for listeners out there, Chad can talk to me in queue. That's what we call it here in the radio business. I can't necessarily talk back, but I can text so I can hear what's happening in the Evans household. And Claire Bear is already bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yeah, she's up and ready to go. She's ready to take on the day.
But she's concerned about something this morning. I'm hearing her little voice in the background, and she keeps asking about Rosie and Buckles. And I have to know, are they pets?
Not exactly.
Oh, okay.
The Rosie and Buckles, they are two deer that hang out on our property. We have a lot of deer out here. There's any time you'll see maybe 10 or 12 doe and like a two or three buck hanging out outside. And the girls decided to name the little doe Rosie and Buckles. And the smallest one, her name is Ruby.
Oh, the little one.
The little one.
The little one. Okay.
Yes.
So she keeps asking, though, I can hear her, like, she's very concerned about them. They're okay, right?
Well,
oh,
let's just say one went missing about 4 weeks ago.
Okay. Well, did that coincide with the beginning of archery season?
I cannot confirm nor deny.
Okay.
All I know is one just ran away. It happens all the time.
Do we? Well, maybe they go to visit dear relatives. Maybe they go to visit a neighboring herd, if you will.
Oh, they visited a neighboring herd, all right, in the back of a Toyota Tundra.
Okay, then. Hopefully Claire Bear doesn't have on the headphones right now.
No, she's playing on a computer.
Oh, okay, good. She's already in, like, Mickey Mouse Town.
They're
again.
They're going to be fine. They'll be fine.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, 'tis the season. Now, are you a hunter?
Not this year.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I have in the past. Just this year, I didn't feel like it. But I still hang out in the woods with my buddies.
Yeah, that's what my cousin Adam, he actually was over at my house the other day, and he was kind of upset because, like a little four-pointer, you know, two and two, he kind of strolled past, and he was like, I didn't want to. He looked too young. He's kind of skinny. He's always chasing the big buck, if you will.
Well, that happened last night or yesterday evening. My nephew harvested a 8-pointer.
Oh, wow.
Very, very nice deer that was taken behind my mom's house, which is right next door.
Yeah, you guys kind of have a hill there, if you will.
It's a whole story.
It is. It is. One of my husband's buddies, Greg, he got a huge 10-pointer. Like, I'm talking the pictures. This deer was ginormous. So I was like, hey, hello, venison. I like it. I'll take some of that there baloney. That would be great. Thank you so much.
Well, yeah, that's what it's all about.
Right?
You got to get that venison.
I can't, go out and do it myself. Like, I have zero desire to go and harvest one of my own, if you will. But I'll make up some venison stew in the crock pot, that's for sure.
Well, tell you the truth, I'm kind of the same way. I'm not your avid hunter.
Okay.
I like to hunt. And when I say hunt, I say, you know, get out of the house for a weekend, go to the cabin and go out to the woods for a little bit.
Particularly if the weather is as nice as it has been.
And that's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
Mark Lawrence was in. He shared with me a video that he took right outside here, and it's a shame. And Mark is an avid hunter. It's a shame that they cannot hunt around the radio station because it's in the middle of a residential area. So there are homes very close to the station. You know this. And there were two buck locked in a fight earlier yesterday morning. And he caught them on video, and it was unbelievable to watch. They were pretty big, and they had their horns like down, and they were kind of, you know, wrestling back and forth, but they were all locked up. And Mark was just standing there watching him, and he goes, they did not care what I was doing.
I bet Mark was licking his chest.
He was. I was like, Mark, you can't, I don't think you can hunt here, buddy. There are too many houses, too close.
And he was probably like, well, no one's going to say anything.
Hey there, buddy. Yep. So anyway, well, I'm glad that Rosie and Buckles...
They're fine.
Okay, I'm glad that they're fine. Claire was just very, very concerned, as I could hear her.
It's like every 3 minutes she brings up that story.
Good stuff.
Keeps me on my toes.
I'm sure she does. Well, we'll be listening for Claire later on this morning. What's coming up? Veterans Day, lots of good stories, news, all of the normal things. About 6:18... I need a coffee.
Go get one.
All right, sounds good. I would not hate a Destiny's Child reunion.
That's due.
Right?
That's going to happen.
I mean, it happened for a hot second at the Super Bowl when Beyonce headlined, but I want like a legitimate Destiny's Child reunion.
I think it can happen. New Kids on the Block have reunited for the past 12 years. I think Destiny's Child could give it a run.
I think women who are in their mid to late 30s throughout Central Pennsylvania would agree with me. That mixtape summer concert tour that had like New Kids and Backstreet Boys and all of that stuff. I went down at Hershey. It was epic. It was so fun.
I heard it was amazing. I was supposed to be there.
Oh, yeah.
But I couldn't. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it was good. It was really, really good. Speaking of famous musicians that we know and love, I have this really cool montage, and I'm going to test you because your musical knowledge is better than mine. I know this.
Oh, it's too early for this, for knowledge.
It's 6:30. Okay. You should have at least a cup of coffee in you.
It's 6:30 and the club is jumping.
It is. How many of these famous musicians can you name, and they all served in our U.S. military? Now, I'll warn you, it starts kind of easy, and then it gets tougher. So listen up.
Well, since my baby left, will I find a new place to dwell?
Who's that? Come on.
It's the King.
Elvis. Very good. Very good.
I fell into a
Johnny.
Perfect. Two for two.
Help me make it through the night.
Credence, Fogerty.
There it is. Good job.
Doors.
Mm-hmm. That's a tough one.
Shake on the Mr. Bombas.
Shaggy? Oh, yeah. He's in the Navy.
Exactly.
Can't touch this.
MC Hammer. Hammer, don't hurt him, baby.
Yeah. She sang with Lady Gaga.
Oh,
old crooner.
Yeah. What's his name?
Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett.
Yep, he was in the Army. So Elvis Presley was in the Army, Johnny Cash in the Air Force. The one that you missed in the middle, Chris Christopherson. Do you remember him? He was in with Barbara Streisand in the very first A Star Is Born. He was in the Army. And then Fogerty and their keyboardist from The Doors, they were both in the Army and Army Reserves. B.B. King was in the Army. Ice-T.
B.B. King.
Yep, B.B. King. Ice-T was in the Army. Shaggy was in the Navy. You said that. MC Hammer was also in the Navy. And then he's still kicking. 97-year-old Tony Bennett was
legend
in the Army.
Wow, that's really cool.
Right? Yeah, so many people who have served in our armed forces. Today, of course, is Veterans Day, where we thank a vet. Don't forget, we talked to our friend Butch on Monday, and Ultimate Express Car Wash has that awesome event going on all day today where Butch and his family give back to veterans throughout the area, free car washes, and he said that it's rain or shine. It hasn't started raining here yet.
Well, it's going to rain.
I know.
Get in there and wash the car either way because, like Butch said, it's his Christmas.
It is.
Today.
He loves seeing, he said that so many of the older veterans sometimes come dressed up in their uniforms. And
cool.
they stop and chat because every once in a while the lines get long, and he loves hearing the stories. So Ultimate Express Car Wash down on the Strip, Danville, and then up in Williamsport, they give back every Veterans Day. So super cool stuff.
Very nice. Happy Veterans Day to all of our wonderful vets out there.
Holy.
It's a Veterans Day, a Wednesday, halfway through the week. Tom and Laura in the morning. Of course, Chad Evans is in for Tom this week. Having a good morning so far.
Having a really good morning, Izzy. What are we watching? What's this guy called?
Ooh.
Mr. Manny.
What? Mr. what?
Mr. Manny?
Mr. Maker.
Oh, Mr. Maker.
Oh, I thought she said Mr. Manny. I was like, is she watching the Manny, like the nanny, but a man?
No, this guy's a Mr. Maker. He's making things.
So okay.
We're cool.
I mean, that's good news in Izzy and Claire's world. And I have to say, I really, really love when I see stories like this pop up on my social media feed, especially amidst all of the kind of junk that has been happening recently. There's a lot of negativity out there.
There really is. And positivity makes the world go round in my book. So let's hear a good story.
So this is a great story for Veterans Day. I saw this pop up on Facebook. A retired contractor who lives up in Massachusetts. His name is Mark. He's been staying busy during the pandemic. I think Massachusetts is a bit stricter than we are with where people can go and what people can do. So he decided that he was going to build someone a home. And not just anyone, but there was a very specific disabled veteran in his town who was struggling with access to his current living situation, and he just needed help. So Mark got the town to sell him land for a dollar. And then people have since donated over $40,000 to make a home happen for the disabled vet in his town.
That's remarkable.
Isn't it? Here's Mark talking about it himself. It's just unbelievable.
My wife and I have been here for over 60 years. We're able to live in a town like Acton because of those people that have been willing to sacrifice everything. There's got to be something that I can do to repay the people who are on that wall and the people who are willing to be on that wall. Virtually everything to do with building a new home, I have people who are willing to donate time.
He's just doing a marvelous job.
What a tremendous way to give back to your community.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. It's tremendous.
He said something in there that kind of struck me when I listened to it earlier this morning, that, you know, I'm able to live in a town like, and he lives in Acton, Massachusetts. But I think you and I could say the same thing. I'm able to live in a town like Elysburg, Pennsylvania, thanks to the sacrifices of those who serve.
Absolutely agree. Absolutely.
Good stuff. A little good news on this Wednesday morning.
Keep it going.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Coming up on 7 o'clock, news, sports, and AccuWeather on the way. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom, of course, taking this week off. Hopefully he is resting up and enjoying some downtime. Chad Evans is in for Tom. I hear a lot of noise at the Evans household.
It's a little bit of a party here. We're coloring now.
Okay. And you're sharing your banana, apparently.
And an apple, and I'm getting yelled at because I'm not supposed to be eating that banana yet. That is for them. And mommy got those bananas for them. I eat too many bananas. And then when I go to work, I take a banana and an orange, and you can't do that.
I have to say, I am just chuckling by myself in this studio because I can hear everything. And I mean, those girls, good job raising some very strong-willed, articulate little girls.
Let me tell you, they're strong-willed, independent little women.
And little women grow up to be strong-willed, independent big women, and I'm here for it.
We got to even this out here. I got to wait for Cooper to wake up. He should be up any minute now.
All right. Yeah. He should be up anytime soon. Good stuff. Well, then you'll have a buddy on your side. That'll be good.
I think it'll be great.
Wednesday morning, a very happy Veterans Day. And thank you to all who have served our great nation. Talking about the good news only today.
That's all that I think we should hear every day.
Right? In the 6 o'clock hour, we talked about a man who built a home for a disabled veteran in his hometown. And I came across this story, and actually my friend Tori shared it on Facebook, and I thought, wow, this is unbelievable. So Chad, you know what an Ironman is, right?
I do.
Okay. So the Ironman race, it's a big thing. I don't think I could do this. In case someone doesn't know what it is, it's three things. You swim, you bike, and you run all back to back.
I know I can't do this. Even thinking about doing it, I'm working up a sweat.
Well, so a triathlon, there's all different levels. So I've actually done a sprint triathlon before. Ugh. So I was in Skinny Atlas, New York, and I swam about a half a mile, and I biked about 20 miles, and I ran a 5K, all back to back.
And how'd you do?
I did all right. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I finished, yes, finished successfully. My friend Joe finished successfully as well. Keitho, the husband, cheered me on from the sidelines, and he held up a sign that he loves to hold up at any sort of major athletic event that I choose to take part in. Run faster, Laura. You forgot to make me breakfast.
Well,
yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
It is. So the Ironman, though, so again, I did like a half mile and then 20 miles biking and then a 5K. Fine. An Ironman is a 2.4 mile swim, a 112 mile bike ride, and then a full marathon, which is 26.2 miles. That's nuts.
Well, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I find it getting off the recliner in a 30-second commercial to go get a bag of chips being a lot.
Well, then that's you're going lot. To appreciate this gentleman who's from Florida. He's 21 years old. His name is Chris Nickick, and he just became the first person who has Down syndrome to complete an Ironman race. Unbelievable stuff. If you can dream it, you can do it, no matter what your capabilities. The people talking in the clip are Chris and his father, Nick. It's just, he's such an inspiration.
Chris Nickick,
he started by being able to do a lap in a pool, which was really hard for him at the very beginning. He couldn't do a full lap in a pool. But we focused on just getting 1% better. And so it's just been a journey where we started close to zero and just focused on doing a little bit more each day.
He can spend the rest of his life showing others like him that anything's possible. They can get their dreams and hopes, and they can achieve whatever they want to achieve.
I could be inspiration to the kids. When the kids see me, they come into their parents to open up me.
He wants to be an inspiration to all other kids.
He already is. He's Superman.
He is Superman.
And I like that little life lesson.
Right?
I think everybody should take that as a life lesson. Every day, let's get 1% better.
That song was the jam in 2004.
2004 was a lot better than 2020.
I think we can say that any year, maybe with the exception of like 1916 to 1919, because that was when the Spanish influenza pandemic occurred. Any year was better than 2020.
Well, I know in my 40 years of existence, the 40th year of my existence has been the worst.
Oh, no. Well, hey, how about some good news? Again, that's all we're doing today. Good news.
Please.
So, again, scrolling through the feed this morning, and yesterday we talked about the fact that there is a vaccine possibly coming out from Pfizer that's going to be 90% effective. Well, a COVID...
Which is awesome.
Yeah, I'm that's fantastic. Most vaccinations are only anywhere in the range of 50 to 70% effective when they like first come out. This is exceeding expectations. Well, a professor who is on the United Kingdom's Vaccine Task Force says that he believes the vaccines will work and that, wait for it, we might be able to be getting back to normal this spring.
Well, is it like, do people get back to normal? I mean, are we waiting for a siren to go off that says, okay, all clear, let it rip?
Yeah, I don't know. See, that's one of those really, really tough questions because, of course, mask wearing is important. And if you can, stay home, work from home. We've all changed how we're operating during this entire thing. All of those things are super important.
Could you imagine if they sold the sizzle on this thing? Like, okay, on April 13th, it is going down and anybody could do whatever they want. Do you know the kind of craziness that'd be happening at restaurants and bars and clubs and downtowns? And
I feel like I want that sizzle, though. I want that moment. I do.
If they marketed this thing that way, like, all right, get ready. We're 42 days away.
Can we have a countdown similar to a New Year's Eve countdown, but that's kind of like, okay, it's all right to party en masse again. I was talking with a friend the other day, and I was like, do you know what I miss? I miss randomly hanging out with a ton of people in a bar or a restaurant or just like a group of people. I do miss that.
And it seems like years ago.
It really does. Well, this guy.
It's going to get better.
Stay the course.
I remain optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like to believe people.
So do I.
Okay, so you know what? This guy's right. We're going to be done by the spring.
All right. Well, if he's right, the U.S. is not far behind the U.K. And, I mean, listen to this guy. He sounds like he's an expert. He knows what he's talking about.
So do you think we could have more than one vaccine being rolled out before the end of the year?
Yeah, or early in the new year. It's very close because there's no other really obvious way to get on top of this thing.
Do we now say with confidence that life should be returning to normal by spring?
Yes. I'm probably the first guy to say that, but I will say that.
With confidence.
Well, look, you got to believe anybody that talks like that.
Right? In a British accent? I believe anything that they said. Anything. With confidence.
Read me a book, please.
With confidence. Just before 8 o'clock, it's Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX. Chad Evans with me all week long as we celebrate and salute veterans today.
It's a nice day today.
It is. Even though with the rain, it's a good day.
It's a great day. For all the vets out there, I just want to say thank you for all the service you provided. Thank you.
Coming up after 8 o'clock, we have a Veterans Day salute that we will play for you. Also, new sports and AccuWeather on the way. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Veterans of the blue and the gray, I accept this monument in the spirit of brotherhood and peace.
There can be no greater service to our country and no source of pride more real.
Today, Veterans Day, as we do every year, we take that moment to embrace the gentle heroes of Vietnam and of all our wars.
As our forces fight, they and their families are in our prayers.
The brave Americans serving our nation today in the Persian Gulf, in Somalia, and wherever else they stand are testament to our resolve.
They deserve to know that their elected leaders who voted to send them to war continue to stand behind them.
So thank you for your service and your sacrifice.
You are among the very greatest Americans who will ever live. You are the pride of our nation. You are the glory of our republic. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
We do thank you from the bottom of our hearts. It is Wednesday, November 11th, 2020, Veterans Day.
Our hometown heroes. Thank you, veterans.
Actually, I love those signs that are throughout central Pennsylvania with people's faces on them, their relatives that say hometown heroes. I think those are fantastic.
It's so important to remember.
There's actually a really, really great collection of them on Oak Street in Mount Carmel.
Is that right?
Yes. They're awesome. And the I'm a Coleridge and gal, and you're a Coleridge and guy. You're a Shamokin guy. I'm a Mount Carmel girl. But that being said, the Mount Carmel Downtown Partnership got together and kind of spearheaded that stuff with a whole bunch of community members. And I just think it looks fantastic when Oak Street is decorated, whether it's for Christmas, any other holiday, or Veterans Day with those hometown heroes flags flying.
It's a beautiful thing.
My family is a family of both Navy and Army veterans.
same. My family, mostly Army. My in-laws are mostly Navy.
Oh, okay. On the Washaleski side, both my grandfather and my Uncle Jeff serving proudly in the Navy. My cousin Stefan still active duty in the Navy. And then on my mom's side, my grandfather was career Army. My mom grew up an Army brat.
That's amazing.
Right?
That's amazing. We all know our veterans.
We do. And do you know what? I want to mention really, really quickly right now, not only thanking the veterans, but thanking their spouses, significant others, their families, and their kids. Because I feel like they also make sacrifices in order to support the individual who is in the armed services.
I absolutely agree. Yeah, if it wouldn't be for them, you know, I really don't know if they'd be the hero that they are.
Well, think of it today. Celebrate Veterans Day. Post something on social media. Just be grateful today. There is a pretty darn big golf tournament starting tomorrow there, Chad.
It's a pretty big deal. I know I'm very excited about the Masters. It's weird that the Masters are playing in November down there at Augusta, Georgia. But whatever. I'll take it.
Have you ever been down to watch it in person?
The Masters?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh, you haven't?
But I know people who have.
And what do they say about it?
It's amazing. It's the holy grail of golf.
It is a thing. There's a lot of traditions that come with the Masters.
Yeah, sure. It's the most popular venue for golf in America.
Yeah, normally. Now, do you know if they're doing any kind of like COVID things? Have you looked into that at all? Like, what are they doing that's different?
They all get tested.
Okay.
You know, before mm-hmm. the match, there's no spectators. There's no gallery.
Oh, okay.
No, but you'll have all the players there.
Well, I stumbled across this today, and the grounds crew are getting things ready for the big tournament starting tomorrow as we speak.
It's great. Usually, I think
the Masters is back on CBS. The crew cutting the grass. Could we please get him to use the trimmer someplace else? Thank you. The Masters begins tomorrow on CBS.
Doesn't that sound nice?
That's exactly how it is.
It sounds so nice. And if there's no yelling crowds, you don't need the guy holding up the sign that says, quiet, please.
You don't. You don't. It is on CBS, usually limited commercials.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of golf. And if you're not a golf fan, I understand why you can't understand the enjoyment of watching golf.
I just feel like I know in the event, you're going to get so mad at me for saying this, in the event that maybe I'm like struggling to calm myself down or fall asleep, I'll just turn on the Masters.
Well, good luck trying to do that on Sunday when Tiger has his red polo on going down 18 to win the Masters like he did last year. Holy smokes.
Fair enough. I was jamming out a little bit to that song, I'm not gonna lie.
That's a good one. That's
it is.
A good one. Flashback Friday.
Right?
Just right around the corner.
Ooh, it is only a day or so away. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Chad Evans filling in for Tom this week. And today, of course, is Veterans Day. We've been thanking and saluting veterans all morning long. And our pal Butch at Ultimate Express Car Wash is doing the coolest thing today.
He really, really is. Earlier in the week, he called it his Christmas.
Which just goes to show what a big-hearted dude he is. Plus, he has military ties. He always mentions that his daughter was in the Marines. And then she loves to correct him after the fact and say, once a Marine, always a Marine. But Butch salutes all of our armed forces today by offering up free car washes, rain or shine.
Now, if my grandpa would still be around, he'll be like, well, what do I need a car wash for? Mother Nature's going to give us a car wash, so why bother even going through one?
Well,
he was a veteran.
They have all those fancy waxes, though, that rain dry X stuff.
I mean,
it's a hot wax, so it doesn't matter if it's raining or not. If you're a veteran, check out Ultimate Express Car Wash on the Strip in Sealands Grove, on Route 11 in Danville, and up there in Williamsport, and grab yourself a free wash. And thanks.
Take advantage of it, veterans. Enjoy that free car wash.
Wrapping up a Wednesday, Veterans Day. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Chad Evans in for Tom all week long.
Thank you, veterans.
Oh, good job.
Thank you, veterans.
She says, thank you, veterans.
And that's the thought for the day.
Play with me, Daddy.
Daddy, I think you're needed.
She said, they help animals. I said, not really.
You know that's what? Maybe they do. My cousin is an MP, a military police, and he used to be part of the dog force.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
And this is Clever Talking Alert.
It's like I'm, it's like Hatchie Malachi up in here.
Miss Judy would be proud.
I am the Overlooks version of the of Miss Judy.
Here's the thing. I think they got a taste of being a personality on Try It Tuesday yesterday. So by the time Friday rolls around, I think you'll be able to kick back and maybe catch a couple extra Z's, and we're just going to let Claire Baranizzi take over the show.
Not a bad gig. Not a bad gig at all. They've been sitting on my lap for 3 hours. So we're happy to get up and walk around a little bit, right, guys?
No.
They like hanging out with their dad. Well, best of luck as you go collect all those stickers and talk about Ariel. I heard that. So enjoy the rest of your morning there, Chad Dad. And thank you to veterans.
Yes, you too, Laura. Enjoy the rest of your day. And to all the veterans out there, we say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.